This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on surge in direct tax collections for current financial year. The participants are S.P. Sharma, economic analyst, and Anubha Rohatogi, anchor.
India's net direct tax collections for the current financial year till March 17th are an almost 20% increase over the corresponding period of the previous financial year. To discuss the significance of this upswing in direct tax collections, I'm now joined by economic analyst Dr. S.P. Sharma. Dr. Sharma, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
The Finance Ministry data released yesterday shows that in the current financial year, that is 23-24, net direct tax collections till March 17th are 18.9 lakh crore rupees, while it was 15.77 lakh crores in the corresponding period of 22-23. Now, that is a solid 19.88, almost 20% jump, and that is a provisional figure. What are the factors that led to the surge in direct tax collections?
Factors are very promising. Actually, our economy is growing at a faster rate. We are the fastest moving economy among the major economies, and now we are the fifth largest, and shortly we are going to become the third largest economy in the coming years. And for the next financial year, we will become a $4 trillion economy. And the projections are that by 2030, we will be a $7 trillion economy and third largest in the world economic system and second largest in Asia. So this is reflected by the numbers, actually, the numbers in the so many macroeconomic parameters and the financial markets like the stock market and other related financial assets. And then the tax revenues, which are growing at a significant trajectory in the recent years after the coronavirus. Every year we are observing a great double-digit growth in the direct taxes and even in the indirect taxes, in the GSTs also. As you mentioned that our direct taxes, net direct taxes grew by at around 20% from 15,76,000 crore to 18,90,000 crore. That is a great figure which has come for the current year till March 17. And of this, corporation income tax is also very tax, that is more than 9 lakh crore, and then the personal income taxes and the STT, these taxes are 9 lakh and 72,000 crore. So the overall picture is very promising on the basis of these numbers that the economy is really moving ahead with more and more strength and support of the revenue from the direct taxes and indirect taxes. And the gross taxes are also very intact, and as these are growing at around 19% from 18,75,000 crore to 22,27,000 crore. So overall picture is indicating that the economic fundamentals like the macroeconomy, the production possibilities and the numbers in the supply side and demand side are very, very intact and projected to grow at higher and higher levels. As mentioned by the NSO in its recent release that India will be growing at more than 7.5%, around 7.6%. And according to RBI, the growth may be near 8%. So all these numbers are very, very promising and indicating that the trajectory is very intact in the coming times.
Of course, you told us the breakup of the corporation tax and the personal income tax. And for our listeners, let me repeat that again. If we look at the breakup of the tax collections, it includes 9.14 lakh crore corporation tax and 9.72 lakh crore personal income tax. Dr. Sharma, interestingly, personal income tax is higher than corporation tax. How do you view this? And what are the reasons for a higher personal income tax collection?
I would say that personal income tax has gone a significant way because the more and more participation of the individuals is coming in the economy, like their participation in the financial assets. Earlier, they were closed, they were restricted to salary structure only, and more of the salary class were paying the taxes. But now, the individual and the businesses or the small businesses or the individuals earning from their professional system are also connecting with the tax system. So that's why the personal income tax is increasing, as we have observed that more and more people, like more than 40% or 45% transactions in the stock market are from the retailers. That has happened a significant scenario during the last few years that the people are connecting with more and more financial assets and there are more additions in the direct taxes from the individual. And the second number is increase in incomes of the people, like people are getting more and more opportunities in the self-employment opportunities also. As we have observed that many schemes are providing the scope for the personal or the self-employment opportunities also. That's why the overall tax base is increasing. And the third is that not only the all these opportunities, but also the simplicity in filing the taxation is also becoming robust. And more people are ready to pay because they are observing that there are no hassles or the obstacles to pay the taxes. And paying of that is now very simple. They can pay online. Earlier, they have to submit hard copies of the returns and long queues were there. But now, tax can be submitted within few minutes through online systems.
You just now mentioned the share market. So when we look at the figures that have come out, personal income tax includes security transaction tax also, the figures that the CBDT has released. So would you say that the increasing number of retail investors in the share market, as is very evident from the increasing number of DMAT accounts also, that is also contributing to the widening of the taxpayer base?
Definitely, because when they transact in the share market, then the SPT is also applicable. So that's why the automatic they are paying the tax. So that's why the tax collections are increasing. So the more and more participation of the retailers or anyone or the large like conglomerates or the FIIs, the tax system increases with the more and more transactions and when you sell or purchase the shares in the stock market.
Moving to another important figure which has been released, it shows that the advance tax, which at 9.11 lakh crore is over 22% higher than the previous financial year's collection. Now, this surge in advance tax payment is also an indication of robust economic activity, isn't it?
Yes, last year the advance taxes were 7.4 lakh crore. Now these are 9.1 lakh crore with an increase of more than 22%. That is indicating that the futuristic trajectory is also very intact and the businesses or the professionals are very, very promising in the coming times as advance tax figures are increasing more than 20%. So that is indicating the trajectory of economic growth in the coming times and that is also in line with the projections made by many forecasting agencies and organizations within India and abroad. As India will grow more than 7% in the next year also and for the current year growth will be near 8% or somewhere between 7.5 to 8%. So the futuristic trajectory of the next 4-5 years according to the IMF numbers is also very promising as India's growth will be more than 6% on an average every year according to the IMF numbers. So all these figures are indicating that the trajectory of businesses, professionals will remain intact as advanced tax collections are increasing every year. And supported by the simplicity of the taxation system. I would like to mention that the robust refund system also, because refunds are also becoming more and more simple and the people are getting their refunds very easily and within a shorter span of time.
Right. Staying on with the advance tax, now the significant rise in the advance tax collection also shows growing voluntary compliance across taxpayer categories. This means that awareness among citizens and organizations and businesses regarding duties as taxpayers and the importance of paying taxes is also increasing.
Yes, they are now very intact and their awareness is also a major factor which is increasing the tax base and the tax collections actually. Because earlier the awareness was not that much intact and people sometimes were not aware about paying the taxes and the system of paying the tax. Now with this simplicity, people are more intact and they are increasing the base also. As both the things are working, as incomes are also increasing and the tax base is also increasing and more people are coming in the trajectory of the total taxpayers.
So we just discussed that, of course, there is an increasing awareness amongst taxpayers, among common people about the significance of paying taxes, but there's also the steps that have been taken by the Income Tax Department. For example, before March 15th, which is the due date for paying the fourth and the final installment of advance tax, the CBDT had this year run an e-campaign to target those who have entered into what it called significant financial transactions, but who have not paid commensurate taxes. How important are such campaigns by the government, by the CBDT for easing compliance for taxpayers?
Yes, that is very important because if the people are not aware about the developments and they are not mentioned or not told about the such developments, then they will not be able to pay the tax adequately or within the time trajectory. So now the Income Tax Department, CBDT are becoming more and more robust and they are more concerned about the awareness of the people so that they are not facing any difficulty for paying the taxes or they are actually knowing about the last date or the changes in the dates. Everything is notified adequately before time. So all these things are helping to the businesses and the individuals to come forward and to enter in the tax trajectory and pay their respective taxes for the growth and development of the country. As people are now relying on India's growth trajectory as the numbers, as we have observed after the coronavirus, that India is significantly moving ahead with more than 7% growth rate as country grew more than 9% immediately after the coronavirus and thereafter the growth numbers are again intact at 7.3% and now 7.6%. So now the people are relying more on the economic development and they are participating more in the tax system and expanding their base and expanding their professional trajectory, and the individuals are also connecting more and more with the financial markets. And earlier they were close and restricted to the real estate or the gold, but now their mindset or their channels of investments are diverting from the such kind of investments towards the financial categories. Like they are more aware about the stock market and other financial assets, and that's why the net assets base is also increasing and becoming strong.
Dr. Sharma, you just now mentioned how the refund system has become so robust, how quickly the refunds are now, take place. So for the listeners, let me tell them that the Income Tax Department disbursed refunds amounting to more than 3.36 lakh crore till March 17th, which is an increase of almost 13% over refunds during the same period in the last financial year. And you've been telling us during this program that this is all due to the tax, the continuous reforms in the income tax laws and rules that have been happening over the years. So how important has been the role of tech and digitization in streamlining this whole process by the government to make things easier for the common people to file taxes and also for the government to, then process those tax filings and then give them refunds?
Yes, digital submission and all these systems are becoming more robust. That's why people are able to file their returns immediately or very quickly. And in the same trajectory, in the same manner, they are getting their refunds back. If they have filed more tax in the financial year than they write for the refunds in their tax statement. So now they are getting the refunds very quickly as the submission of the tax returns is becoming robust and quick. In the same manner, the refunds are also very quick. So that has simplified in the recent years, and I think the queries regarding again and again querying from the income tax department that they are not getting their refunds is not now happening, and that is past now that people verify and query from the income tax department that they are not getting their refund. But now they are getting their refunds more than their expected trajectory. If they are expecting that they will get their refunds in the 1 month or 2 months, now they are getting their refunds in the 15 or 20 days only.
One last question and a very brief comment. The government has assumed a 13% increase in direct tax collections at almost 22 lakh crores for the financial year 24-25. Do you think, given the robust collections this year, the government is likely to revise this target upwards?
Yes, very true, because the projections for the next year 24-25 are also very promising, and the economy will continuously going in the higher and higher trajectory, and businesses and the individuals, professionals, they will be expanding their respective trajectories of growth. So I believe, according to the estimates, according to the current year's estimates, the growth in the next year also will remain intact, and there may be some upward revision in the tax collection for the next financial year 24-25 as numbers are becoming robust and the economy is surprising, as nobody was expecting that the third quarter growth will be more than 8%. Many projections were, or many estimates were, below 7%. So economy has surprised the policymakers and the people and the investors that the economy is creating a great strength in the coming times, and expectations are that the economy will continuously grow more than 7% or 7.5% in the next financial year also.
Dr. Sharma, thank you so much for participating in this discussion and sharing your views with us.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on surge in direct tax collections for current financial year. The participants were S.P. Sharma, economic analyst, and Anubha Rohatogi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.